day 52, and I'm at the Waihaha Hut. Yeah, Waihaha Hut. And it was a, how long was it today? 9 hours and 15 minutes walking with Frida. And it was a, it was a gentle track to start with, but then it also got a little bit tricky with some really, probably some of the steepest terrain I've ever been on. It was literally down a valley and then up a valley, but it was fun. It was a nice, amusing segment, and I was able to say, hey, Frida, this, this was the tricky part, so you've enjoyed this now, so good stuff. My body, my feet were sore, but I was able to go through. Now, it was Frida that I was trying to help out mostly. She had blisters big time, and so she's now hobbling. So after a 6-hour day and then a 9-hour day, she's a real trooper and actually keeping going. It'll be a bit tougher tomorrow though, and the next day, probably 2 9-hour days each. So I don't know. I will see how she goes. I am worried about her. She didn't have her boots tightened up properly to start with, but then we were able to, got some bandages and bits and pieces on her, and that kind of helped a lot. But we'll see how it all goes. Track wise, it was some great bush. I think there's a lot of kahikatea trees in it, and they are monsters. So tall and slender, and some of them have some decent girths in them. But they're very, like, just where I'm sitting now, I can see a few. And they just stand out. They're like massive, in a way, big Christmas trees with just like a bit at the top. But then they have a whole lot of like fern and other bits and pieces attached to them. And it's pretty, they're pretty neat trees. I don't think I've ever seen them before. So that's another type of bush that I've come through. And it's really neat. A hut last night was interesting. Rats. It was, being that it was such an old hut, ended up having rats around. So I heard the rats scullering about, either on the roof or on the ground, not inside the hut, hopefully. But that was cool. So ended up just kind of lazing around. My shoulder's still sore. It was a pleasant day. I'm just happy that I'm able to help out someone else, I think, with Frida. We're still catching up with, we've got Cisco and Roadrunner, the American and German couple that are doing the lightweight stuff. So we've been walking behind them and catching up with them at the hut, and at the night's hut we've just been going over some of the details of future legs. And also there's a couple of hunters here, about 4 hunters all tent up, so it's pretty good too. It's some different people to talk to, so it's been enjoyable. But otherwise, yeah, nice day. Just worried about Frida. We'll see what happens.